This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. This is part two of a two-part show. And today we're talking about reaching nirvana through making love. And we have been talking about the intimate dance with Gail Michaels, who is an anthropologist, a sexologist, a writer, and an intimate dance teacher.
You go through about 30 to 40 positions for the woman. The man holds 12 different positions as he supports and helps the woman to rotate. When making love in this manner, reaching an orgasm is easier than me reaching one on my own through self-loving techniques. All of the obstacles have to go in order for it to be successful, for the transformational sexual experience to be completed, to consummated. It obliterates the ego. Once the ego is gone, you know that you're one with that person. The most profound thing, specifically with regard to the intimate dance, is that it works for a lot of people.
We're going to pick up the thread of this amazing conversation from part one. So would you just maybe, I know you've already described it once, but I don't think you can step into the same river twice, so I don't think we could hear the same description twice, but or maybe just from a slightly different vantage point. Once again, tell us, what is the intimate dance?
The intimate dance is a lovemaking process that involves an exquisite full body massage, superior penetration technique, moving through numerous positions while remaining intimately united with your lover, eye contact, synchronized breathing, a sophisticated sensual conversation, and consciously embarking upon a tandem spiritual journey for the purpose of opening a portal through which to glimpse eternity.
Wow, that's beautiful. And you go through a spiral.
Yes, you are spiraling the feminine sexual energy around the masculine sexual energy in a continuous ring. And so you go through about 30 to 40 positions for the woman. The man holds 12 different positions as he supports and helps the woman to rotate.
And how many times does the woman go around the man's cock or lingam?
In the basic sequence that I teach, she makes two complete 360-degree turns. However, if that was fun and you don't want to stop, you don't have to break the connection. You can just keep going around and around and around. And I encourage people to improvise and come up with ways to add innovative techniques and more exotic positions than the basic sequence that I teach in the class, because everybody has different styles and different body types, and some people are capable of things that other people are not. The basic sequence is designed that just about everybody can do it. There are a few little variations that have to be added depending on size and body style, but it's pretty much a universal basic sequence that I teach.
So I know you've written a book on this called The Vinyasa Tantra Illustrated, How to Do the Intimate Dance, which is available on your website. But just to give our listeners sort of a verbal picture, would ultimately your positions have the man on top, the woman on the bottom, the man and woman on their sides, then the man on the bottom and the woman on top, and you're going around with variations, but is there this other movement?
Yes, it starts missionary style. And then the woman begins to rotate her leg over and turn over, and she goes into doggy. Then she lays flat on her face and continues to rotate around so that they're back in missionary style. Then the man assists her in sitting her on top of him, and then she does another 360-degree rotation with her on top. And during that 360-degree rotations, they roll into several different side poses, a scissors pose, or in both of her legs over his side, and head to feet poses.
Wow, that sounds really fun. Do you think there's something that's really important about the sequence in which it's done, the way you teach it?
Yes. The sequence allows the sexual energy to be conducted in the similar manner that electricity is conducted when you wrap a copper wire around a magnet or a quartz crystal, how the energy flows. You are obeying a natural law of electricity and aiding the sexual energy to flow in the same manner through the two bodies.
Wow. Now, I know we talked about, that's amazing. I just got this image of being, are you like aligned with the gravity and the North Pole and all that kind of magnetic stuff?
I don't know that I'm totally aligned with it, but my front door faces the north and it's black. Does that count?
Of course it does. I want to find out, we talked about the physical requirements for a man in part one. How about the physical requirements for a woman?
Once again, if a woman does not have severe trauma to her lower back or pins in her lower back or anything, she can do this. Some people find that a few of the positions strain them a little bit if they lack flexibility. And so when I'm doing the class, I will warm people up with some yoga stretches that are designed to prepare you to do these exercises. And if there's anything that's too much of a strain, you just skip that position and go on to the next one. Don't linger there.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Well, we're going to take a quick break. I want to find out a little bit more about the orgasmic. I have some orgasmic questions for you.
Cool.
So please stay with us. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I'm with Gail Michaels. And we will be right back, I promise. And you can learn more about Gail at gailmichaels.com, GailMichaels.com. She's got a great website, blog, lots of video, which I love, intelligent, provocative writing. And she brings in a lot of other people and their viewpoints, so it's just a great website. So please stay with us.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
We're back. And I'm talking with Gail Michaels about the physical requirements for women. Do some women who are non-orgasmic through intercourse, and a lot of women are not orgasmic through intercourse, so what do you say to them?
Well, I was not orgasmic through intercourse and thought maybe there was something wrong with me until I experienced this lovemaking style, and I realized there is absolutely nothing wrong with me. And when making love in this manner, reaching an orgasm is easier than me reaching one on my own through self-loving techniques, through masturbation or a vibrator or whatever I happen to be doing. I have to take a deep breath and hold and really tense up my muscles in order to get over the edge when I'm alone. But when I experience this lovemaking technique, I slowly and gradually built up to a much stronger peak effortlessly. And so I guess, has that answered your question?
Well, it does. I also was wondering, do some women ever find that it's helpful to have some manual or oral stimulation beforehand to get warmed up?
I think that's lovely and beautiful and always enhances the lovemaking experience, and I highly recommend it if you feel so inspired.
Okay, great. So, do you have any stories of people who have learned this and have it really make a life-changing effect on them?
Yes. There was one gentleman who came to me and wanted to learn it, and he was planning on getting a divorce. And he wanted to learn it in preparation for his next marriage because he didn't want to fail in two marriages. And I refused to teach it to him unless he promised me that he would give his wife a second chance. And they had been sleeping in separate bedrooms for years. So this was a major undertaking, but he wanted to learn it bad enough that he promised me that. And after he got it down, they went on a second honeymoon, and a woman who had previously not wanted him to see her naked was willing to stand with the lights on and let him see her body naked and ask him, can we make love?
Wow. So that's a beautiful story.
Yes, they won't be getting a divorce.
They're going to be spending hours and hours making love. Who has time for a divorce, right?
Yeah. Another situation was very interesting. I was told by a man who had been married for 8 years that when he tried to do the techniques that I recommended with his wife of 8 years, he became so scared he could not go through with it. So sometimes you have to risk losing it all in order to gain it all. And it will reveal whether or not you are a good etheric match. Because making love in this style and successfully creating a true tantric bond in this manner, two people literally in from an energetic perspective become one, you will know what the other one is feeling and thinking and going through, even if you're 1,000 miles apart, which that kind of intimacy can be very scary for someone. The spiritual masters say we are all one. And when you make love like this, it becomes crystal clear how true that really is, because all of the obstacles have to go in order for it to be successful, for the transformational sexual experience to be completed, to consummate it. It obliterates the ego. Once the ego is gone, you know that you're one with that person.
Well, that's really beautiful. Well, it sounds like both men and women, need to have a real chemistry with their partner. But even if they do, that you teach men to become sexual virtuosos and women sensuous virtuosas. So even if you do have that connection, I think a lot of people have, just haven't had a lot of education and would like to develop their skills. So could you tell us a little bit about what you teach people? You said there were lots of characteristics, I think, to becoming a skilled lover. What are some of those that would really make this dance be a fabulous one?
Well, there's a certain amount of skill and competence with regard to just lovemaking that I'm not sure how anyone can gain without practice. And so once you've had some practice and you're fairly adept at just regular, ordinary sex, then you can add things like eye contact. A lot of people, when they're having sex, they close their eyes, turn their head, and kind of go elsewhere in their mind and abandon their bodies. And it can be challenging for a lot of people to keep your eyes open and make that eye contact during lovemaking. Another thing is synchronizing the breath. The yogis will teach many different breath techniques where you breathe in one nostril and out the other and into the count of 5 and out to the count of 10 and things like that, which will raise your heart rate, lower your heart rate, raise your blood pressure, lower your blood pressure. You learn how to gain conscious control of normally involuntary bodily functions just through controlling the breath. And during sex, if you consciously breathe together and inhale one another's exhales, you begin to synchronize your heartbeats. And as the heartbeats begin to synchronize, it makes it easier for you to feel what your lover is feeling simultaneously, so that you're both feeling the same thing.
Well, that's hot. I have this picture right now of them, of a couple going around and synchronizing their breaths. And is it unbroken as they go around and change the positions, that they have this eye contact and the synchronized breath?
Well, of course, when a woman is in doggy style facing away, you can't have the eye contact. You can pay attention to each other's breathing, and every time you change positions, go back into sync, and that's important.
Yeah, I really like that. Really, your book illustrates all of these positions, I just want to point out. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Can people learn from the book, or does it really help to take the classes?
It definitely helps to take the classes. The book simply illustrates the positions you are in when you make the major transitions, and I'm hoping soon to get a video out showing how it's done. When I'm teaching a couple, neither one who knows it, and they both have their clothes on, of course I'm taking them through 38 postures for the woman and 12 postures for the man in a matter of 10 minutes. And that can seem very challenging and hard, and they say, boy, this is a workout. But if you're making love for an hour and a half, and you go through each of these positions and you're relaxed, breathing together, looking into each other's eyes, and slowly stroking every once in a while during these positions, it's like a slow stroll on a cool afternoon. It's not necessarily vigorous and intense exercise. It can be if you want to get very animated and make it sexercise, you can do that, and that's fun too. But it does not have to be. It's a wonderful slow way to make love, even for senior citizens who only want a slow stroll.
Well, so that's great. I love the idea of thinking that our senior citizens have something really fun to do instead of just sitting there and reading the paper.
Absolutely, and a lot of times the more mature people are readier for this than the young ones who are into the athletic style sex. It's not an athletic style sex, and I've videotaped myself doing it, and to watch it for educational purposes is really kind of boring because you're just watching someone laying there breathing for a long, long time and slowly doing some stimulation with the pubic bones, that's the in and out thrusting type of thing, and then after 5 or 10 minutes of that, moving to the next position. So I'm still thinking about how to make a videotape that's exciting and engaging for people without it seeming daunting. And if it doesn't seem daunting, are they even going to finish watching it? Because it looks kind of boring. But
well,
if you're into the person, it's not boring at all while you're doing it.
Right, because it's the subtle energy.
Yes, it's extremely subtle, extremely subtle.
Well, great. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then I want to find out what listeners can do to practice at home. So please stay with us. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I'm with Gail Michaels. And you can learn more about Gail at her website, gailmichaels.com.
Listen to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, a weekly internet audio program from personallifemedia.com. Learn ancient secrets that turn on the soul of sex at personallifemedia.com.
We're back, and we're talking about the intimate dance. And I was wondering, what are some things that listeners can do to get started right away, other than, you know, going to your website and thinking about it? And are there some things they can just go home and do today?
Well, on YouTube, I have an account called Sensuous Virtuosa. And there are some videos of some exercises that people can do that will start training their body and putting the moves into body memory. And you can turn on the stereo and to some rock and roll beat music and get your hips going in a circular motion. You can sit Indian style and meditate and pray and bring your lover into the prayer with you so that you are consciously making a spiritual connection. It's really powerful for both of you to set a time to do this together. If you live together, sitting next to each other, if you don't live together, at the same time of the day, see if you can tune in to one another spiritually, etherically, during a meditation. Practice breathing techniques. Breathe in to the count of seven, hold a beat, out to the count of seven, hold a beat, so that you start training your body to do circular breathing automatically.
And how about maybe, is there like a sort of a scale down spiral that people could do? And if so, what would that look like?
I don't know that I have a scale down spiral to recommend. I would say if you do some basic yoga postures that strengthens your lower back and increases flexibility in your upper thighs, twists, boat pose, plank pose, things like that will get your body ready for it.
Okay, good, because I'm sure it probably does sound like you need a certain amount of agility to do this. So what is one of the most amazing things you've learned from teaching this work or that you've seen?
The most profound thing, specifically with regard to the intimate dance, is that it works for a lot of people. I experienced it in 1977, and for years people would say, what do you like, what do you like, what do you like? And I would say, it's irrelevant because you're not my partner. We're not going to be partners, and you need to find out what your significant other likes. And so I would teach them how to ask questions that would make it easier for them to answer. And then after they just wore me down, and I started saying, okay, you want to know what I like? Here's what I like. I like a man who can penetrate without using his hands, take me through one position, through another without coming apart, synchronized breathing, blah, blah, blah. I go through the eight characteristics. And when they started incorporating this into their personal relationships, I started getting testimonials that were blowing my mind. One man had been in a relationship with a woman for 10 years, and he was scared to death she was fixing to lose him, and they got engaged after he learned this.
Wow.
And it's just amazing. The thing that amazed me was that it worked for other people. I thought it had specifically to do with me and this particular man and the fact that our bodies fit perfectly and we were sized just right for each other and that emotionally we were on the same page in that particular moment and all that. It turns out that the style is extremely appealing to a large number of people, much more so than I ever expected. So that was surprising. And the other thing that this did for me when I started doing adult sex education rather than just selling sex for money was that I realized how sincerely the men of the world want to be better lovers for the sake of the women that they're loving. I used to think that men were just in it for themselves. All they cared about was getting off and going away and coming back when they needed to get off again. I didn't think that men were really interested in connecting with women genuinely. Teaching this has proven to me that men care very, very deeply about a profound connection with women. There's just so much frustration because the sexes are so different in the hardwiring and the way they think about life and the way they're compelled to behave towards one another sexually. And this seems to gap.
I think that's really beautiful because I found that men really want to please women if they only knew how.
If they knew how, yeah.
Well, one thing we haven't talked about was the sexual essence. How important do you think that is in this practice that it's being contained?
If you look at the sexual energy like water, then flowing water, like a river, divides. But when you create a dam and pool it, you have a depth and a tranquility. And so a conscious, deliberate containment of sexual energy for the purpose of a depth and a stillness can be profound. And there is also nothing wrong with a fast-running river to divide when that is needed, appropriate, useful in furthering a person's spiritual growth or even the consciousness of a society.
Well, I love the image of that pooling and damming of the energy. It's really beautiful.
Well, there is a concept of unlimited desire that people tend to want to fixate on one person. And we've traditionally done that through by saying that sex is only good and holy and pure and clean if you do it within the context of a monogamous relationship and a holy marriage. And but as we've seen with the high divorce rate and people unable to be faithful, that did not work. And it quite often led to illnesses and strife and unnecessary emotional problems. And so limiting desire to one person for a moral reason is a deadly goal. However, if you are consciously choosing to focus attention and energy on one person for a time, for a reason, then something extraordinary can be created.
Well, I think that if you are going to focus on one person, you're giving them a real gift by developing as many skills as you possibly can to keep it profound and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much. We are coming to the end of our show, and I was wondering if you could just share something, it could be anything, just to kind of take the show out in an uplifting way, a thought maybe that our listeners could take out into their day from your heart to theirs.
I would say that we are on the verge of a paradigm shift in consciousness with regards to our ability to open our hearts and love more freely and more fully. And when these energies start coming in with passion and purity and confidence, there's going to be less need for violence in the world. And so although it might seem like there's a lot of chaos going on, it is temporary and illusory. We are truly, truly moving into a field of love that is profoundly inspiring and joy-filling. So enjoy.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. That's my message, is just enjoy. Life is wonderful.
Well, what a great, great message. So thank you so much, Gail, for coming on our show today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been a total pleasure, a total turn on.
I love you, Patty. I saw your video on YouTube talking about the Shaivism,
the Kashmiri Shaivism.
Yes, and you are an inspiration to me. I went out and bought the books, and it's just been wonderful reading them, so thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, I do have those videos on my website, too, expandedlovemaking.com, but we'll talk about that in a moment. Right now, I just want to say you can find out more about the intimate dance, Vinyasa Tantra Illustrated, How to Do the Intimate Dance, and that's on your website. And it's a fabulous website. It's got a blog and lots of articles and videos and your thinking. And it's just cool. So it's GayleMichaels.com. Gail, an amazing person. It's been thrilling to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I've loved it.
Yes, me too. So this does bring us to the end of our show. Please send me email at patty@personallifemedia.com. And for texts and transcripts of this show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. And if you haven't already, you can also subscribe to my website, expandedlovemaking.com. And you can join my mailing list, too. So this is your host, Dr. Patty Taylor, and that's all for now. I remain yours in ever-expanding lovemaking, and I'll see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.